Welcome to the One Wyoming podcast. I'm your host, Ryan Thorburn. You can follow me on X at @by_RyanThorburn. Make sure you go to the Pokes Insider page at gowyo.com for all my coverage of the Cowboys and Cowgirls. This week, I had a profile on Leland Walker. It was the 12th in a 12-part series introducing fans to the new Wyoming men's basketball players. You can check out all of those profiles on the Pokes Insider page. It was really fun to watch Sundance Wicks put this team together, watch them practice for 8 weeks, and really make a lot of progress. I think Wyoming fans are really going to like this team, and the style of play is going to be exciting. So make sure you get brushed up on Wyoming basketball before that starts. Of course, we have some time before that happens. We are in football mode right now. We're inside a week until Jay Sauvel and the Pokes open the season on August 28th, next Thursday, 5 p.m. ESPN Plus. The Cowboys are at Akron. So starting out on the road, a real opportunity for Jay and company to get off to a good start this season. I know just going through all the practices and during fall camp, watching those, of course, people ask me all the time, what do you think of the Cowboys? How are they looking? It's always hard to say because it's Wyoming on Wyoming, Brown on Gold. And, you know, I've covered enough of these, whether it's NFL camps or, you know, Pac-12 or Big 12 teams I've covered. You never really know, as Craig Bohl says, until that first quarter of the first game. But I would, how I usually answer it is, I think this Wyoming team would soundly beat last year's Wyoming team. I think there's been major upgrades in personnel, coaching, attitude, off-season focus. I think it's going to be a really good season, but can't wait for that. Speaking of football, also, if you want to go to the Pokes Insider page, I just did a profile of Casey Bramlett. I've done stories on all of the 2025 Wyoming Hall of Fame inductees. They'll be inducted on September 5th before the home opener against Northern Iowa, so check those out. We still have one more to do, which will be coming on some guy named Josh Allen you might have heard of, so look for that as well. Before we get into the pod, we're going to have some interviews with football players coming up. I just want to give a shout-out to Wyoming Soccer. They had a big 1-0 dramatic win over UNC in their home opener this week, and they have another match at 1 p.m. on Sunday against Regis, so if you're in town, make sure you check that out. I think Josh Purdom has his program headed in the right direction after his first year on the job, and it's really a fun atmosphere out there at Madrid Sports Complex, so check that out if you can. And, you know, along this theme, I had a story on the UW volleyball team this week. Kaylee Prigge is in her third year. It's a common theme in this athletic department. I think, you know, Jay Sauvel, Josh Purdom, and Kaylee Prigge have, you know, been building the two. Josh and Jay obviously were in their first year last year and learned a lot. Kaylee's been building. This is her third year. She has a deep, talented group that she's really excited about, and you know she's confident because they scheduled CU, Ole Miss, TCU, Missouri. TCU and Missouri are in the top 25, so it's going to be a fun volleyball season. And if you're in Cheyenne on Saturday at 3 p.m., they play Denver at LCCC in an exhibition, so great outreach for the Cowgirls, great chance for Cheyenne folks to see them. Without further ado, let's get into our player interviews as the Pokes get ready for Akron. Welcome back to the One Wyoming podcast. I'm pleased to be joined right now by Andrew Johnson, senior safety from Cheyenne. Can you believe it's almost over? This is your last ride.
Yeah, it's the last one. Definitely bittersweet, but I wouldn't change it for anything. In the past, you know, 4 or 5 seasons have been a ride of my life.
Obviously, you've had the extreme highs last year. 2 years ago, you guys won 9 games. Last year did not go the way you guys wanted to. I know the theme is it's personal, but there's so many new guys, and you've been here for so long. How would you evaluate how the offseason went from, say, the end of that Washington State game until this third week of fall camp here?
Yeah, I mean, Washington State obviously finished on a high note, and I think that was great leading into what we want for every single game. The spring was extremely focused. We brought in a lot of new guys, and that was big for the defense, the offense. We're adding depth, we're adding young talent that we're going to be able to, you know, make into some really great players. And that coupled with the summer with, you know, Coach E's strength staff, which is world class, in my opinion, best in the country, got us physically ready. And then we did a ton of extra stuff we haven't done in the past, and, you know, extra meetings, extra player-led 7-on-7s, drill work. That's all led us into a great spot to be very successful this season.
A lot of those new guys are safeties, competing for both safety spots or nickel. How do you balance trying to teach them the culture and the defense and everything Wyoming with wanting to beat them out for playing time?
I think that's kind of combined, if I'm being honest. Like the traditional at Wyoming mentality is that straight competition, the toughness. So those young dudes coming in, competing for those spots, and me wanting to win those spots just push us to both be better and make us the best football players, the toughest football players that we can be.
What do you think this defense is going to look like? Because, you know, just watching the practices from the sideline, I don't watch the film like you guys do or prepare for the practices like you guys do, but just watching it, it seems like the competition at every position has improved. Obviously, there's a good mix of guys that were here last year and then new guys and then developing guys that are young. What do you think it's going to look like?
Yeah, you know, confident we're going to have a very hard-hitting run to the football team. Perfect world. We have 6 to 7 guys on every single tackle. And not just, you know, we're not just tackling people, but we're knocking people back, and we're setting a tone that when people know they're going out to play the Cowboys, they're, you know, they're worried a little bit.
I think when you look at John Michael Gillenborg and Chris Durr Jr. and Jalen Sargent, and then a bunch of new receivers that are also pushing them in a deep tight end room, Caden Anderson now with some experience, what's it been like going against the offense, and are you encouraged with maybe the level that they can play at?
Yeah, I'm very excited for what they bring to the table last year. I think towards the end of the season was, you know, just a glimpse into the potentials that they've had. And just like myself, they've all had another year of development, of film study, of just getting to know that offense better. I mean, it was new last year. So being able to line up against, say, John Mike every day, my opinion, best tight end in the country, and not only has hopefully made him better, but has made me a lot better, and being able to cover him every day.
What would it mean for you to get this thing flipped around, you know, and compete in the Mountain West for a championship your last year, especially being a Wyoming kid?
Yeah, it'd mean everything to me. I've been on teams, a game away from getting into the championship game. And if I was able to, you know, flip that script and be part of the team that, you know, finally did it and finally got there, I feel that not only would I have, you know, felt that we have achieved what, you know, our potential is, but it left the program, left, you know, the University of Wyoming in a place to continue to do that in the future.
Andrew, thanks for your time. Good luck this season. I think it's going to be a good one. Welcome back to the One Wyoming podcast. As promised, I'm here with Lucas Samsula, Wyoming defensive tackle. Lucas, you're entering week 3 of fall camp. It's, you know, Jay Savelle said this weekend it was really combat out there. How are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. You know, we're getting all the work in now, and it's, I feel like it's benefiting us a lot.
Of course, take me back to the beginning. I mean, Plano, Texas, obviously, Friday Night Lights, you guys love high school football. How did you end up at Wyoming? What was your recruitment process like?
You know, so I was a tight end in high school. I had a lot of, you know, schools around DFW talking to me for tight end, but I had a coach that I was really close with in high school. He's like, you know what, you'd be a really good D-line with. Like, there's no way, I don't want to gain weight. I like being 250. So once Wyoming contacted me, I was like, hey, like, we really think you'd be a good D-lineman. We want you to come up for a camp. I was like, you know what, I'll try it out. I'll give in, I'll try it. So I came up to Wyoming. I fell in love with the place. I mean, the people here are amazing. It's just beautiful everywhere you go. And I felt like I did really good at the camp. So, you know, once I got the offer, I think it was probably 12 hours. I was like, you know what, I'm gonna be a cowboy.
What did your parents think about that decision?
You know, me and my family are very close. So for my mom, I was like, hey, I don't want you to live like that far away. But it's nice because for like one season starts, they're up every single weekend for games. And you know, it's just nice.
What is it about this place and Texas? Because there's a lot of guys from Texas on this roster. Is it that you guys have seen pickups and cowboy boots and hats? And, you know, you look in Texas, they love football. Obviously, the University of Wyoming, they love football. What is it about that, and how much does it help to have so many guys from your giant state up here?
You know, it helps a lot because, you know, we're all super far from home, so we have people to rely on and trust. And, no, definitely with the Cowboys, you know, it feels like we're at home. It's just not as hot, you know, which is so much better. It's that heat in Texas is brutal.
Absolutely. I mean, winter here is not fun unless you love being outside skiing or something like that. But this time of year, it's the best. No humidity for practice. Oh, yeah. You know, people around here think it's hot when it's 82 degrees. But let me ask you this. You mentioned being a tight end and not wanting to put on weight. When you were a true freshman here and you got into the strength and conditioning program and the training table and all that, how much did you gain, and where are you at now?
So right now I'm 305 pounds. So I've put on about 50-ish pounds, and it really helps with the food we have here and the strength staff. You know, it's hard not to gain weight. The way that they're pushing, hey, protein, carbs, all this, and then, I mean, we're beating our bodies down in workouts. I feel like all of my trust is in them because of what they've done.
I remember, you know, last year going into the 24 season, Jay Sovell was really excited about you. You suffered a season-ending injury before you could get really rolling. How hard was it to watch what happened last year? And now, obviously, you're going to be a featured player on this defensive tackle rotation. What's this last year been like for you to get through? And now, you know, the Akron game will be here before we know it.
You know, it was super rough to watch the season last year, especially since I couldn't be there to, you know, support. I got here about, I think, second game, and I was doing my best to just, you know, cheer the team on, but it definitely was impactful for me, at least, just to not be there. Now, keeping the positive mindset and working with strength staff and the trainers that we have, who are amazing, I feel like all of that work is built up to that game against Akron. I'm ready to show it.
I think it's fair to say during spring football that defensive tackle was really a high point for Wyoming. The depth was outstanding. Unfortunately, Dante Drake and Caleb Robinson have already been injured, but the depth is still pretty good. You got Ben Florentine, you got JY, you have, you know, Anish in there, some young guys. How's that room right now? Because I still do think it's a strength.
Oh, no, 100%. Like you said, with Ben and JY, I mean, they've played here. So especially for me and, you know, Anish, who's played before but just not here, it's like we have people to talk to when we have questions about, okay, we're doing it right in practice and we're doing this and that. How do we elevate so we know when we get to game day that it's just we can leave it all out there?
How much does it help you guys that, you know, Jack Walsh is at center now, Caden Barnett's moved into right guard, Wes King still at left guard? They're really three really good Mountain West offensive linemen, and that's who you're going against every day during camp.
Oh, no, it's amazing. I mean, you know, iron sharpens iron. So the practices where we have where we're just, you know, bashing heads all practice, it hurts, of course. But, you know, it helps us because we know, I mean, this is probably the best of the best in the Mountain West right now.
I know once the season starts rolling, you're going to have to be required by law to say day by day, and we're focused on Akron, but we're not there yet. So when you look at the schedule and you see Utah, Colorado, you get UNLV at home, the Border War at home, what are you most looking forward to?
You know, and there is a lot of huge games in the future, but like I said, all of this is built up to that first game against Akron, where I can't even explain all the excitement for that game.
What do you think your emotions will be? Because you've been waiting so long to do this.
You know, a lot of me, the pride of me, you know, working and pushing through that. But then last season, you know, we all have a chip on our shoulder. So I feel like the blend of that is really going to put something on the field.
Can you tell right now that it's completely different, or do you have to wait and see the first quarter against Akron? Like, okay, it really is different this time.
I feel like even just during fall camp, there's a sense of urgency with everyone, and they're, you can feel the chip on our shoulders when we're at practice.
Awesome. Well, Lucas, thanks for joining the podcast. We wish you well. We think you're going to have a great season. Appreciate your time.
Thank you so much.
All right. Welcome back to the One Wyoming podcast. As promised, I'm here with Wes King, offensive lineman, Wyoming, and star of fat, fatter, fattest. Don't tell the other two, but you're the star of the show.
Well, I appreciate it. I'm definitely not going to tell them that. It'll cause a little bit of fight between us all.
How has that been going, and what has that meant to you guys to get that launched and to have fun on a podcast like that?
It's been really nice. I did an interview a little bit ago, and I think it's really helped with public speaking and just more confidence in interviews. You know, it's not something I intentionally planned on getting better at, but I do think it's helped with that. It's also just been a lot of fun to mess around with that. It's been a little bit difficult, obviously, during fall camp, but we'll see how that goes.
I mean, obviously, those other two are very outgoing and give you a hard time because you don't talk as much as them. Is that just your personality, and what's it been like to come out of your shell and kind of emerge as a leader on this team?
Yeah, I'm definitely not a talker, and Caden fills that role for, you know, both me and Jack, but I do think it's come a long way from start to finish, and well, not finish, but progress, but it's been fun.
How do you think you three are performing together, having known each other so well, you know, on the field? Because obviously Jack's moving to center, Caden's moving into right guard, so it's a little bit different for them, but how's that going so far?
You know, there's a big thing in the offensive line of trust, and I think that plays a huge role of, you know, working with the same guys for so long, where we don't always have to communicate things. I know what Jack's going to do, and he knows what I'm going to do, and, you know, I'll be there to support him, and, you know, blocks and pass pro, whatever, and vice versa, and it goes a long way.
Obviously, the tackle positions, there's four or five, maybe even six guys competing for those spots or to be in the rotation there. Obviously, tackles are very important, especially for Caden Anderson. How do you think that's going so far?
This is the most competition we've ever had in the room, especially at the tackle position. And I think just having so many guys that are fighting for a job, it makes all of them better. You know, I'm not sure who's going to get the final spots or, you know, if it's going to be one person or rotating. But either way, you know, they all are improving exponentially, as Salvel says.
What do you think the potential of this offense is? Because obviously Caden Anderson, you know, got his feet wet last year, had some really good moments at the end of the season. You know, you guys competed well as a team at the end of the season. And then, you know, Jay has said wide receiver is probably the number one upgraded position on the roster. And we know who you have at tight end, starting with Jay Mike. And, you know, the running back, you know, Sam Scott looks great. Damaje Harris looks great. Other guys, Max White. What do you think the potential of this group is?
You know, we obviously like to run the ball, but in order to run the ball, you have to have a good pass game and vice versa. And I'm not going to lie, after a few runs and we throw a deep ball, it's like 40 yards. I get a little bit excited. It's less yards I have to run. So,
you know, training camp is training camp, but it seems like Jay Salvel has turned it up a notch. He said, you know, this weekend was pretty good combat and he was happy with it. And, you know, a lot of time teams might have been looking at the periods like, when is this thing over? And, you know, he was impressed that you guys made it through that and it's looking good so far. Just how would you describe the mindset and the physicality this year compared to other years you've been here?
This year I'm really impressed. I think this has been I think we've made the full team mindset change of being player led. And in the past, there's been guys here or there who, as they say, like count the clock and they can't wait for it to end. And I think this year it's just nonstop rolling. And there's people who want to be out at practice and not just there to, you know, quote, wear the jersey.
I asked some of the other guys this, but, you know, once you get in the season, it's going to be we're focused on Akron. We're focused on next team up. But you can look ahead a little bit right now. You guys have Utah, Colorado, the Border War at home, UNLV at home. What are you looking forward to this season?
I'm excited to, you know, clean up the mistakes of last year. Last year was hard on a lot of people. And, you know, I obviously don't ever want to go through that again. So I think, you know, Coach Salvel and people on this team, especially senior-led like Caden and Jack, they made a huge emphasis of, like, we are not going to lose games. And I'm really excited about that.
Awesome. Thanks, Wes. Appreciate you.
Thank you so much.